It's Sunday night. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, December 7th, 2025. Strap yourselves in. It's one hell of a live transmission, and share those live feeds.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
December 7th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I have massively prepared for tonight's transmission. I'm going to be as judicious as I can to get to all this. From my military sources, and Trump could change his mind, but they've been told, prepare for imminent strikes, the next 48 hours on Venezuela. So we'll be looking at that, and they're moving the carriers and everything in really close. We're going to be hitting that. Obviously, big developments across the board with Trump at the Supreme Court and the federal courts winning on dozens of fronts in the last few days. Here's one. Supreme Court allows Texas redistricting reps Al Green and Jasmine Crockett lose their House seats. That's sweet. So, there's so much. Then you've got Elon Musk going to full war with the EU. And it's not just because they fined him 140 plus million euros for allowing free speech in America. They think they control our speech, literally. I have them openly saying it. It's because they're an unelected dictatorship, the EU Commission. And so he's saying that the EU should be dismantled. And I've been saying that for decades, but now it's front and center. You got Trump talking about it. You've got all these senators. We're really calling out the elephant in the room. We're going to be looking at that. Trump files for divorce from NATO. Of Ukraine. That ties into a whole bunch of other geopolitical developments that are moving very, very, very fast. Then we've got the issue of the Somalis. I worked for the GCN Radio Network for 26, 7 years, and that's who syndicated my show. They've since closed from all the Democrat lawsuits. They couldn't survive. And so they were headquartered in Minneapolis. And so even before, back when it was 10,000 Somalis, 20,000, 50,000, 80,000, I've been up there 15, 20 times. And they are rude and they are in your face, whether you're black or white. And now there's all these videos of blacks in Minneapolis saying, listen, these people are crooks and jerks. By the way, you know the main Somali tribe that rules it doesn't see themselves as black because they're slavers, folks. Just a side issue, but now the investigators have come back. They've got convictions on $2 billion in stolen stuff through three scams. Now it's up to $8 billion they've discovered just since they really started focusing on it last week with the Doge-type investigators. So we've got a first look at that. This is going to bring down Ilhan Omar and all these people, and it really illustrates how the Democrat Party, the NGOs, but also the left in Europe brings in these criminal groups, these known organized crime-type groups, and then sets up shop with them. But you better know it's up the chain. Democrats like Tim Walz and those above him that are really getting the money. So the Somali ruling tribe they brought in, that's just this one tribe. They discriminate against all the other ones. They're brought in because they'll play ball with the Democrats. It's like in India. 71% of all of the, quote, skilled H-1B visas in the U.S. are from India for the last 30 years. And the vast majority of those, what is it, over 90%, come from one province that is a special tribe and a mafia. And it's all run by a mafia system. Like you think of mafia only being the Italians or, the Sicilians. And yeah, that's what that is. This makes them look tame in comparison. And then the Democrats and other globalists around the world set up special deals with these mafias. That's how this works. So we're going to be getting to all that. There's so many huge developments there. Just massive transmission. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Take the live feed on X at Relox Jones and share it. Take the live feed from InfoWars.com/show. Share it. The feed from Rumble, the live feed, and share it. You have all the power. I salute you. Please take action now. Paul Revere. We are live. Still on air. this fight. All the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sunshine beating on the good times, moonlight raising from the grave. String band playing more, that honky tonk's pretty young thing going dancing in the rain. High heel lady spitting at the Nicky Jacks, businessman with a needle and a spoon. Coyote chewing on a cigarette, pack of young boys going howling at the moon. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday, December 7th, 2025. That means it's the anniversary of December 7th, 1941. A day that will live in infamy, the attack on Pearl Harbor by the Imperial Empire of Japan. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And Admiral Yamamoto, after the attack happened, wrote back to the emperor and to his wife, two separate letters, "I fear we have awoken the sleeping giant." Well, the globalists have awoken the terrible giant of the West. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. All right. Elon Musk has gone totally to war with the EU and the globalists. And he did this really starting about 4 years ago. And he has been the game changer, the MVP in all of this. And he has spent billions of dollars in Europe, in Latin America, in the U.S., in Canada, everywhere, the U.K., battling ultra-hardcore tyranny. Did you know in Ireland, if you are a school teacher and you refuse to use someone's pronouns, they will put you in prison for life? That just happened. Did you know everything happening in Europe and Ireland and Scotland and England is all run by the same globalist NGOs, and they want to do it all here? So don't just think that President, you know, Trump is able to stop this all himself. This is a big deal that we are facing. So, yeah, they spin it as indefinitely, but what they're saying is, rest his life. If you talk about how they have the same problem in Ireland, Somalis raping women, 10 years in prison. By the way, I have 6 or 7 clips of Somalis raping people in Tennessee, Maine, Minnesota, you name it, just today. And being let out after previous rapes. And the judges say it's just their culture. By the way, they say the same thing in Germany and Sweden and the UK. You criticize a Somali or a Pakistani raping somebody, you go to prison. They'll have a BBC documentary with the former president, we tried to reform Pakistan, Khan, admitting that upwards of 80% of boys and girls are raped in Pakistan, and then it must stop. But he can say it because he's Pakistani. We can't say it. And by the way, it's from key districts in Pakistan that this goes on. And who do you think the groups are colonizing us? The key districts in India, the key districts in Pakistan, the key districts from Somalia. We don't just have Somalians here. We have the ruling clan that's been in control off and on for hundreds of years, thousands overall, and believe they're royalty. Go read their sites. That's why they all look the same. You actually go look at the different types of Somalis. There's documentaries about it. They look like Africans. They don't look like mutants with crazy eyes. That's because they're inbred, folks. What you think of as a Somali is the ruling clan of pirates and slavers. Ilhan Omar's father was the king of it, the ruler. The Margitan clan. But side issue, I'm going to get to that later. I could literally fill the entire next 3 hours up just with Somalis raping people. And when you see the extreme arrogance of these people, this isn't even Somalis, folks. I have all these Somali professors. I have all these Somali research authors. I have all these clips I just came across. I already knew all this, but now it's getting out there. And these, by the way, these people don't look inbred. These are like handsome black people. And they're from Somalia, but they're actually black people. They're not like just mixed with Arabs or whatever. And they're not inbred because they're not, quote, royal. So they don't have all the weird deformities of inbreeding. And they explain that they're seen as subhuman. That's why when black people go to Minnesota, and I've got all these clips as well, or move there, they're like, what the hell's up with these Somalis? They literally come over and call black people the African equivalent of N-word, because then they say, we're not black. I mean, these people, and of course in Somalia, the ruling clan loves Hitler. So Dave Chappelle used to have the joke decades ago of, you know, the black KKK Grand Dragon or whatever, because he was blind or whatever. No, folks, it's so sick. So when you ask how they have such high levels of crime, you ask why they're so mean, why they're so arrogant. I'm going to play you clips that are incredible, new ones. Well, they're like, yeah, we're taking over. We're rulers. By the way, we founded America 3,000 years ago. This land was founded by Somalis. Because there's some lake that has an Indian name similar to a Somali word. It's because this is the ruling royalty, they believe. Of that slave hub for 1,500 years under Islam. So, again, I'm already getting into it. The problem is I did so much research. Oh, my God, I could do 5 hours just on this. The clips I have are just insane. But it all ties into Elon as well. When you go to Europe, 80-plus percent of the rapes are Muslims. Upwards of 90% are on welfare. 90% plus coming in are all military-age men. And you know, just as you've seen top ministers in the Jordanian government and the Saudi government, they say, listen, you know you're getting our trash. They're trying to not export America. They're trying to get Europe to ship them back for decades, saying, do not let this give us a bad name. Literally, I've played you the clips of ministers and government. That's why none of the countries over there will take any of the Palestinians in. They act basically the same. What you call a Palestinian. They come in your country, even if you're a Muslim country, they try to overthrow it. It's like the cliche of, quote, gypsies. Well, hire some gypsies, some real gypsies, and see Romanov, see how that goes for you. They'll rob your ass in 2 seconds. That's the culture. And so you can say, oh, the Italian mafia, then all Italians get blamed for it. The worst is the Sicilians or whatever. Those people are like cupcakes when it compared to the certain Pakistani tribes, certain Indian tribes, certain Somali tribes. Yeah, countless top imams warning people. Because you understand, in India, they had the thuggy. And by the way, that's the main district the thuggy came out of, that is the main district controlling what Indians can come in. And these corporations love them. I'm not saying all the Indians are like this, but this, any Indians listening know about this. 70% of the people coming in the U.S., period, globally, the H-1B visas are from one province, and it's its own mafia that doesn't work with any of the other Indians. That's why once they got control 30 years ago, and they greased Congress's skids, they don't let anybody in but their group. You're not letting Indians in general. You're letting one clan in. That's how the world works. You heard of Scotland, and they got the clans, and the British could never capture them or defeat them because they wouldn't give up. And they all fought with each other until the British came around. So it's a mafia, folks. But everybody's been programmed. The only racial mafia is Italians. The truth is, every group forms into these in civilization and society. And then you've got some of the worst clans in the world. And if you got to say who's the most out of control, I mean, the Somalis, I have all these clips of them bragging about, yeah, we're crooks, we're criminals. Yeah, big deal, you deserve it. I'm a king. And that's why they have that famous song I sang that got hundreds of millions of views, top of Spotify, they took it down. We love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too. Others are so good, others are sweet. And the Somalis loved it and played it. And before it kicked off Twitter when it first came out, you still go, they said, we agree. We are going to stab and kill your ass. We are the rulers. Because they're brought up that they are the royalty and everybody else is subhuman. So it's a mafia. And they get involved with the government. There's all these other Somali clans complaining, and I'm not just believing them. I know about the clans. I've studied them, who are actually nice people, who are like the outskirts Africans that were actually there before that have been enslaved. And they're not all inbred, and they're like nice. And they're like, listen, you don't understand. They don't think they're black. They're not even African. They think they're Arabs, even though they really are black now. They're here to enslave us. It's like in India, the caste system. 2,000 years ago, probably about 5,000 actually, but 2,000-3,000 years ago, white people came in with their culture, whatever it was, and boosted India, and India became advanced, and it became a caste system. And so it went from the different shades of white down, for whatever reason. But even though the Indians basically, you know, are just a mix of Asian and white now, Central Asia, it doesn't matter, it's still a caste system. And it's what family you come from and your elite bloodline. That's how the world's always worked. Look at the British over there. I'm not attacking these people. I'm just saying, America under Christianity and about the melting pot and meritocracy, how good you are at something, we don't say sorry. You know, we got to put more Hispanics or Asians or whites in the NFL because the NFL is 80% black. Meritocracy. You're better at it. NFL's black. Basketball, NBA's black. But other people that genetically are good at other things, now they get to have their spot too. And of course, you're going to have people in all groups who are good at everything, but you're going to have particular groups that have particular gifts that the Bible tells us about, like Kenya. They got all the top long-distance runners in the world. By the way, the Kenyans historically are very nice, smart, friendly people. And the Africans will all tell you about the different tribes, different well-known things about people. This is just the way it is, folks. We all have our stereotypes for a reason. They're stereotypes because they're true. And the ruling class of Somalia are about as the most evil thing I've ever seen. And you can look at them and go, man, they look like zombies out of a horror movie. Them crazy eyes, them crazy teeth, the crazy ass look, and then everything they do. It's like, what's wrong with these people? Well, when you've been pirates for thousands of years and slavers, and your job is kidnapping, murder, and death, and you inbreed, you're going to be some evil mothers. And all over Africa, they'll tell you, they're funding terrorists all over Africa. People are like, oh, God, that clan that runs Somalia is the devil. And then our government goes over there and saves them when they get overthrown and brings their evil asses over here. You know what? I said I'd hit Elon Musk. Let's just do the Somalis now, because it all ties in. But, I mean, this Musk thing is huge. And people say, well, I don't trust Elon Musk. He's rich, whatever. It isn't even about Elon Musk. The moves he's made have irrevocably devastated the globalist. So in the last few years, I was already cheerleading Musk before he even brought me back. Because the moves he was making. But you better believe I don't bite the hand that feeds me. If I agree with everything he's doing, basically. Thank God he put us back on everybody else. But the point is, he's got all these governments, Brazil, the unelected EU, the UK, all coming after him. And people are like, okay, whatever. If they can shut him down, if they can cow him, if they can stop him being able to allow us to have free speech, we are directly affected. The EU is claiming it has jurisdiction over everything we do. And we now know, I already knew this, but at the time, Obama was funding them to run all these censorship attacks on us, even during their administration, and they're continuing to do it for the deep state right now, and that's coming out with Mike Benz and everybody else. Remember Crossfire Hurricane and the PP Gate and the Steele dossier, all British intelligence and funded out of NATO? And now NATO and the head of the EU have come out and said, really, America and Trump are our enemy. When they saw this new national security strategy that's so huge, I'll get to that next hour. This is big. And people say, oh, it's just words. No, Trump's already doing it. Trump's national security strategy opposes NATO expansion, warns massive immigration. It's one of the main threats. I mean, this is a big deal. It's all coming up. But let's just get into the Somalis now, okay? Let's just get into that now. I have over 60 clips on them, but I'm going to behave myself. Let's just get to some of them here. And again, coming up, I'm going to play you just a small sampling of new clips of Somalis saying Minnesota was discovered 3,000 years ago by us. We've been here 3,000 years. We were actually created in the Revolutionary War, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm serious. This is straight-faced. I'm not joking. And you're all scum, and we are going to capture you, and we are going to take you over. I love how the Somalis they've got in Black Hawk Down, though, look like they're from, like, West Africa. I mean, I can tell you where Africans are from. Just look at them. Those guys are like Nigerian. Those are not Somalis. Anyways, let's go back to this in a minute. You know the guy in Captain Phillips that says, I'm the captain now? That's not a Somali. That's the ruling slave master royalty clan. Now, they may be in shacks and driving pirate boats and shooting RPGs at people, but the point is they're the rulers. They're very proud of themselves. It's not even fair to call them Somalis. Ilhan Omar is a slave master. Hated in her own country. So, let's go first. Let's just get the fraud out of the way. They've now discovered, just a few weeks in, $8 billion stolen in Minnesota with, of course, Tim Walz and all of them over it. So we don't just want to blame the Somalis, as Democrats above it, you know, using these groups they bring in to be their low-level organized crime operation. Play clip 64 and 65. One's Stephen Miller. The other's a local newscast about it. It's up to $8 billion they've discovered now, stolen from food for kids, medical stuff for homeless people, and a bunch of other crap. Here it is.
With all the scams, with pretending that children have autism who are not, in fact, autistic, with pretending to enroll people in food programs when, in fact, nobody was ever enrolled, and engaging in massive fraud, lying, and theft, and grift on a scale we've never seen before in American history. The total bill, the total tab for this is going to be far beyond the numbers we've already seen reported. We believe the state government is fully complicit in this scheme, and we believe that what we are going to uncover is going to shock the American people. Look, based on the records that we already have, And this is a significant undercount, by the way. 75% of the Somali population in Minnesota is on welfare. But that's likely a significant undercount of just how much of a financial burden the Somali refugee population is imposing
on this
country.
Fraud investigators are finding in Minnesota is growing by the day. Kelly Loeffler, who leads the Small Business Administration, says in the 2 days her agency has been investigating the state, they've uncovered at least $1 million in PPP fraud just 2 days in. Several of the whistleblowers in Minnesota have also told lawmakers they believe the total amount of fraud could total up to more than $8 billion. Governor Tim Walz, who is up for re-election, is under fire for all of this happening under his watch. But he says they have paused these programs. They've brought in outside auditors to get an idea of how far reaching this fraud was. They're taking steps to keep it from happening again. And he's defending his management of the state while also taking shots at Republicans and the president.
And in spite of the headwinds we're up against, Minnesota ranks economically, economic growth, happiness, number of people insured, education levels, near the very top. So I'll tell you what, I have no interest in having this state look like Oklahoma or Mississippi. And if folks are going to commit crimes here, thinking because our generous spirit and our programs that we have is going to give them some kind of cover, they are sadly mistaken.
Yeah, Minnesota is also now home to the single largest pandemic fraud scheme in the country. And Republicans argue that Walz and other Democrats opened the door to this.
They engineered it. They brought it on purpose. They knew exactly what they were doing. They're laundering the money. Now, I got many of these clips, but let's just go out to break with a Somali in Minneapolis holding up a picture of Trump, talking about how they've conquered Minnesota, they're going to conquer America. Here it is.
My biggest fear in life is that this man may never witness our full takeover. Yes, he may never witness that. He already witnessed our partial takeover, our little success in America. And he's the reason, actually, I know that the community in America is thriving. He is how I know. It's like, he's how we measure our progress. If he doesn't tweet, somebody. If he tweet, I know. I know we're doing the right things. Yes, that's how I know. So, he's old and sick, I know. He may not witness our full takeover, but I promise you that his sons will witness. Just like him, we came to exist in this country. See, the land of free men, the land of opportunities. And we're here, yes. And we're not leaving, actually. We're not going back. What do you mean go back? You should go back first. You see, if you come first, you go first. See, just like you. Tell me how you own this land. Explain to the world how this land became your land. Tell the world.
So he says, look at me. I am the captain now. No, Europeans were not immigrants. They were settlers. Big difference. You don't think you know what that means. And once we find our instincts again, you pirates are going to be in deep trouble. Just like the Barbary pirates, buddy. You're in a lot of trouble. We'll be right back. The 12 Days of Christmas sale is here at thealexjonesstore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements while supplies last are buy one, get one free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like Ultramethylene Blue, get another one free. This is you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the InfoWar. Every purchase gets 50x entries to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh, my God. I drove one of those. Just amazing. So smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50X entries this week. Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. 10K cash on top of it and brand new Ford Raptor 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months in a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles. And it obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is it funds this operation and we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together, and InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get, the very best highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The Ultra Methylene Blue. And again, consult your physician before you take Methylene Blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But Bovine Colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my Bovine Colostrum before we even rolled it out a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, Bovine Colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at thealexjonesstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025. And it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the Bovine Colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the Methylene Blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish Sea Moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish Sea Moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Same with Bovine Colostrum. Not the case with Methylene Blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% curcuminoid. The average turmeric product is 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Wide selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with the precious Methylene Blue. But up on Mount Microchip lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took Methylene Blue, Red, Ultimate Life Force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout. The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop. To be continued.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, so I'm not drilling in on this Somali thing to be mean or because it's, you know, political red meat issue. Americans need to not be cowed by the left, the globalists, and BlackRock and the UN saying the West is evil, George Washington's bad, get rid of your culture because they want you to accept globalism. It's good for people to look at other cultures and say, oh, there's some really cool things about some cultures out there and some amazing things in the world, and we can admire good parts of it or whatever. But the West has consistently been the best for freedom, liberty, innovation, you name it. We got plenty of problems. But this running everybody down and making us hate ourselves and the earth's going to die because of humans who don't have kids, all of this is meant to make you not have a life force, no matter what color you are. And then to bring in a special ruling clan that got overthrown in Somalia, got back in power later, into the United States in the 90s, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them total nationwide. And then how does this group cause so many problems in Tennessee, in Washington State, in Minnesota, in Georgia, other places, in London? And it's because you brought in a mafia. And so Harrison Smith made the point last week, it went viral, millions of views, that there's people going to Mall America. It's basically like Little Somalia now. And the stores, 90%, all of it. And they just leave the stores open and nobody's in there and nobody's robbing anything. He said, well, yeah, it's a high trust community with them, but then they organize to basically pirate and rob and run criminal systems as everybody else. And he makes the point, yeah, it's high trust in their community, but not for everybody else. But that's not even for Somalis. That's the ruling clan that Ilhan Omar's father was the ruler of and ruled the warlord dictatorship for decades. And so she recently had the former prime minister of Somalia reveal that Ilhan Omar is here in America to represent Somalia. And you've seen the pledge from all the Somali politicians in Nashville and, you know, in Seattle, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, saying, no, we are Somalis. We are here to send money to Somalia because that's what it is. They believe in their weird cosmology, they're supposed to rule the earth. And they founded America and they founded Minneapolis, St. Paul. You know, they got here in the 90s. I got clips of them saying that. And I got a whole bunch of the clips that are brand new saying, we're going to rule you, we're going to enslave you, you belong to us, you are scum, you are weak. And I started learning this decades ago, and I'd say, man, the Somalis really are like an organized crime syndicate, and the whole background of this particular tribe, this clan, they were so proud, commenting to me, going, we're glad you know we're superior. We will rule you, scum. And their people in this clan follow their orders 100%. They go steal all this money and they send almost all of it back to the terror groups and all the rest of it. So these people are arrogant, ladies and gentlemen, because they have been in charge off and on for thousands of years, enslaving Africans, pirating, robbing, all of it. They are predators. They have this attitude that it's their right to do this to you, no matter what color you are. One of the experience, let's say you're a black guy, you know, that lives in Houston, never been to Minnesota. Go spend a week in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Walk around with the Somalis. Go talk to them. See what happens. They are, their main identity is everyone is scum but them. Black, white, doesn't matter. I mean, it is really twisted, but that's because it's not even Somalis. It's that clan. And that's 95% who's been brought over here. They won't hire other Somalis. They won't even talk to them because it's a caste system. They're slaves. And notice, they don't look like them. They don't look like they're deformed and mentally ill. They don't look like demons. But inbreeding, whether you're white or black or whatever, creates that. So go ahead and play these clips back to back. Let's play 44, then 13, and then the other close back to back. I just want to illustrate a small piece. I have like literally hundreds of times this information. Here it is. Hold on, let's stop. I didn't think of this. I apologize. We're going to have to start and stop because radio listeners will just hear a bunch of gibberish in this particular dialect of that they got. We have to start and stop it. This is the former prime minister, basically Ilhan's boss, worked for her dad, the dictator. Here he is bragging. I need to read this so radio listeners can hear what he's saying. So start and stop it. Go ahead and start it. In the interest of Ilhan are not, it is not the interest of Minnesota, nor is it the interest of the American people. The interest of Ilhan is that of the Somali people of Somalia. The success of Ilhan is the success of Somalia. And that carries a heavy meaning to us. Me speaking in the name of the Somalian people. Everywhere they are on the planet. I am asking that you support and give money to Ilhan's campaign. To support her with your votes. Tell your neighbors and your friends and anyone you know to come out and support Ilhan Omar so they can ultimately vote for her and knock every door you can for her so that she can be reelected. That is your promise. and your promise is to come shoulder to shoulder to be Ilhan's shield and vote for her again with all of your working together. Thank you all. God bless. And notice she looks happy and sweet to him because we're a tribe. Everybody else is our enemy. We're pirates. We're murderers. We're slavers. We're parasites. And look at all the politicians, state senators, you name it, behind her. They're smiling and just, the weak Americans are ours. Literal cavemen. Literal warlords. Living in, she went into Congress with no money. She's worth $30 million, and you know it's 10 times that. What, in just 6 years? Stolen from you. She runs it all at that level. Then it goes with the Democrats above her. And I can show you an hour of them all doing the same pledge. Don't you worry. This isn't for America. We're exploiting the enemy. And they don't hire any black people or brown people. They will hire key white people that help them run frauds. In all the indictments, it's 90% Somalis with liberal white women who know how to do the stealing. I'm telling you. This is not for America. This is for Somalia. She does not like America. And all that foreign money comes in to get her elected, and then she sends billions of stolen money. Stolen from disabled children, you name it. She sends it right back. And I got Somali saying, no, I don't want any money to go to veterans or homeless. It goes to us. We are the rulers. We are the superior. We are the Ubermensch. We are the Superman. You are the subhuman. So here's Harrison Smith explaining that for the Somalis, which is really not, it's this tribe, it's this clan. Oh, it's a trust society for them because they're pirates. When they're on their pirate boat going out robbing somebody or kidnapping somebody, No. They all take care of each other in their mafia. Go to Harrison Smith.
And a lot of people are out there saying this is a clash of cultures because Somalis are low trust. And they keep using that word. And it's often a word that's invoked when you're talking about, populations or, demographic homogeneity. As you hear, there's high trust and low trust societies. There's a difference, though. There's a problem with that, however. I'm looking for videos for a Somali mall. I find a video of a white guy who's going through a Somali shopping center in Minneapolis. I swear, I've searched for an hour to find this video again. I can't find it. So I'm just going to have to explain it to you. But he's walking around a Somali shopping center and he's saying, yeah, we're like the only two white guys here. There's like a giant Somali flag painted on the ceiling. And he's going like floor to floor. And he's like, the weird thing is, a lot of these shops, if there's no customers, the people running the shop just leave. And so he's walking into stores where there's nobody there. And he's like, yeah, this is such a high trust society. They don't even worry about locking their stores or shutting the door to their stores if they're not there because it's a high trust society. And I think that's key to understanding what's going on here. The Somalis are not a low trust society amongst themselves. Okay, it's not that just it's a population replete with criminals who are stealing from everybody they can. Within their own community, they don't even lock their doors. They don't steal from each other. They don't scam each other. So understand, when they're running these billion-dollar scams, it's not like they're scamming their own people. They know exactly what they're doing. They're scamming you. They're scamming the non-Somali people. They're scamming America and Americans, and they know that, which is why they do it. They don't scam themselves. This isn't a matter of just a low trust population coming into an area and just committing crimes against everybody. No, it's a community. It's a population, unified, cohesive, one block, together, conspiring to scam everybody else.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it loud and clear. We don't care that Somalians are being deported. They're not our concern. See, I don't have no hate for nobody, right? But I do understand that we have groups over here or groups that inspire to come to America that don't like black Americans. Because, see, we the great people of society. So when they come over here, they already have some type of disdain towards us, and we ain't did nothing to these people. See, I've been to Minnesota. And when I was in Minnesota visiting my son, because he live up there, man, these Somalians are everywhere, and they rude. They act like you not there. When you speak to them, they look at you like you foreign. And I'm like, man, you in my country. Why you looking all stank? So get them out, Trump. Yeah, get them.
Now, if you've studied human psychology, what do you do to a group you're going to abuse and rob? You demonize them. And if you're a pirate slaver culture tribe, because these aren't, this isn't Somalis. These are the ruling slave masters. When you do that, everybody else is scum and subhuman. That's how you allow yourself to kill everybody and treat everybody like crap. But under Christianity, whether you believe in God or not, we believe God made us all. You judge people by how they act, and then that unifies and builds great civilizations. In Africa, the most successful countries and groups are Christian. And then they always get invaded and taken over by non-Christians, Muslims, you name it. Real Christianity works. And it transcends the race and all this crap. And that's what the globalists want to get rid of it. So, yeah, they're here telling you I'm the captain now because we have literally brought in the ruling mafia of Somalia. Remember the movie Captain Phillips? It's a true story. Here's a clip.
We got a problem. We pushed the ship too hard. We're off the grid.
You see, they use real ruling class Somalis for this movie. Unlike Black Hawk Down.
Captain, no one gets hurt if you don't play no game.
It's the ship's broken. We had to go.
Nobody gets hurt. Easy.
Hey!
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me. Sure. I'm the captain now. You like a bush?
Yeah, here's the Somalis protesting Trump right now in Somalia. Let's go back to that clip earlier. You talk about I'm the captain now. Imagine the arrogance here that somebody would be this arrogant and say we're going to rule you when there's only 200,000 Somalis. But that's the attitude. That's the attitude you got to have to run slaves and kidnap and murder and pirate everybody, including other Africans. And then I got one guy talking in Somali, but I'll read over it, saying similar things. Just came out today. So go ahead and air clip 22 and clip 8 back to back here. There.
My biggest fear in life is that this man may never witness our full takeover. Yes, he may never witness that. He already witnessed our partial takeover, our little success in America. And he's the reason, actually, I know that the community in America is thriving. He is how I know. It's like, he's how we measure our progress. If
Robbins.
He doesn't tweet, none. If he tweet, I know. I know. We're doing the right things. Yes. That's how I know. So, he's old and sick, I know. He may not witness our full takeover, but I promise you that his sons will witness.
This guy's been brought up from birth that he is your ruler.
We came to exist in this country.
And then he says, you know, you white people conquered this country. It wasn't a country then. And now we're going to conquer you. He says, it's the right to conquer. Notice he says the right to conquer. He's just a pirate. He says, I have a right to conquer.
Yes. And we're not leaving, actually. We're not going back. What do you mean go back? You should go back first. You see, if you come first, you go first. See? just like you. Tell me how you own this land. Explain to the world how this land became.
You guys see this video from a Somali immigrant? He's telling us what's what.
Somalis are all over the society media. They team up at MAGA and Make America Great Again, which is Team Trump. They humiliated. Let them fight continue. Keep fighting this way. Minnesota is ours. America is ours.
Well, there you have it. They've taken Minnesota, and they're going to take out the rest of America, too. And you have got to admire the confidence, right? That is a lot of bravado, especially when you consider that none of that confidence or bravado helped them to take Somalia. And just a quick tip here, sport, if you don't have what it takes to take out a couple of strung-out warlords, you do not want to dabble with rural America, because we got a lot of country boys and veterans that, quite frankly, they've been itching to get back into it.
All right, that's a classic good old boy thing, and I'm not trying to be mean to this guy, but the day I see UN blue helmets, it's all over. The Somali ruling slave party is only one little piece of what the Clintons call the broken coalition, where they get all these broken up controlled groups that hate America, that are organized and controlled, and then suck off everything, commit all this crime and defund the police and bring society down. So we're in deep trouble. No, it won't be the Somalis that ever rule us, but it'll be the globalists collapsing us. So, good old boys will take you out, don't you worry. Yeah, while you are out in the country, and while, just like Texas, and I love Texas, my family's Texas as it gets, and I go out and see family, and they're all veterans and everything, it's like, well, they'll never get Texas. We're 2 inches away because of the fraud and the gerrymandering and all of it from losing the damn state. California used to be redder than Texas. But they got control and took over with fraud. So this overconfidence is killing us. Yeah, obviously the Somalis aren't going to take over. It just shows what the left will bring in here, and it's got people's attention. Now they've discovered $8 billion they stole. Billions of it sent back to terror groups. And you know, Nick Fuentes, it was like, well, I think Islam's a threat in Europe, but not here. If they get 5, 6, 7% and vote in a block with Democrats, they win. Same thing with socialists in Europe. And they donate most of their money into their political machine for power. So the average American, whether they're black or white or whatever, isn't really involved in politics, doesn't donate money, doesn't get engaged. They do. And they're a major game changer. And the average Muslim has 6 kids. The average person in the West, like 1.5. 2 adults, 1.5 kids on average. And they say, I'm having a bunch of kids, putting them all on welfare because I'm taking over. So the good old boy saying, we got the guns, Somali, try that. And, you know, Nick, who I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but he wants to focus only on Israel. And so because, oh, wait, we can't have people worried about Islam. It's only got to be about Israel. I got big problems with Israel. But I don't have a singular tunnel vision on it. Like the Christian Zionists that worship it and think you got to do everything whoever's in power in Israel says. Or people that only talk about Israel. I talk about communist China and all the stuff it's doing domestically to us and how they could take down 200 million of our phones. They caught the SIM center in New York. People are like, I post a video about it. What are you doing covering for Israel? What are you doing covering for the rest of the world? I cover all the issues, the threat of AI, fentanyl, all of it. We cover it all. But you've got to look at all the major pieces. Now, I started getting into Elon Musk. This is so important with the EU openly trying to run our speech, literally coming after the American people in thousands of ways, Internet ID, all of it, and Musk is battling them. He didn't just get in this fight now, though they just fined him 140 million euros. Plus, when the EU was funding all these attacks on Trump through NGOs, Musk took up to it and Musk put out Friday, hey, Trump, I stood up for you, stand up for me, stand up to this. And if the EU can censor Musk, they can censor all of us. They're taking on our lead elephant. And Musk said the litmus test is somebody for free speech or aren't they? Bad guys are against free speech. Good guys are for it. And other than Trump and Musk, and I'm certainly junior to them, which is great. Being the top dog's dangerous. But we're recognized by the globalists and the CIA and all of them as the main progenitor of the resistance worldwide, not just here. And they want us off the air. So I need your backing. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. The bad guys fear this message. That's because it's accurate. It's over the target. Share the feeds. And pray for the broadcast and support it financially while getting great products that work great, which is a symbiotic relationship, a win-win, a 360 win, a non-zero-sum game. The very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Tomorrow night, the biggest sale we're going to have this Christmas ends. Buy any supplement, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, all of it's the best, the very best turmeric, all of it's proven private labels of top brands at lower prices. We're not reinventing the wheel here. Buy any supplement, get any other supplement free. Now, why was that different than buy one, get one free before, which are already great? You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 one free. You can buy a $30 supplement and get a $45 one free. And these have the very best ingredients, the highest quality, the very best. Shilajit will change your life. We've got the best. Irish Sea Moss will change your life. We have the best. Our Spike Protein Cardiovascular Detox is incredible. It's so good for your whole body. We have the best formula, hands down. Ultimate Life Force. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Please make the simple decision to not spend all the gas money and fight the crowds and go to malls and do all this stuff. Give your family a bottle of ultramethylene blue. Give your brother, your sister, your grandma, your grandpa, your son, your daughter. Get a bottle of turmeric. Ours is 95%, the strongest out there. The regular turmeric works great, 4%. Yeah. It's all there. We have the best bovine colostrum. Heard what it is for your skin, your hair, your whole body. We've got the best. First 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out are a super nutrient of super nutrients. Ours is 2,000 milligrams per scoop, the strongest out there. Give the gift to your family. Now, if you give them ultramethylene blue, you got to give them a card and say, listen, check with your physician. You have drug interactions. This is powerful. It detoxifies your mitochondria, gives you instant energy. But be careful because you're giving them a firecracker. All right? My point is, do your Christmas shopping. Get it done. Don't waste a bunch of money and time. Fund the defense of the future and your liberty and your freedom and all of us collectively. Keep us on the air. Oh, yeah, ultramethylene red just came back in, limited shipment. Oh, forgot about that. Wow, nobody's got that. That is insanely good. Take an hour to get into it all. Get ultramethylene red. It turbocharges methylene blue or goes great by itself. We got creatine super nano concentrated gummies in. Creatine, incredible. We got the best. And so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. You aren't just helping us. You are the InfoWar. Hour number two, straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones